The Department of Employment has released the latest small area labour market data. This is for the quarter up to March 2018. And it seems to show that the Cairns Regional Council area has been the one that's been performing relatively somewhat better than might be expected, while other areas have essentially underperformed. And when broken down further, it actually shows the worsening that we've been seeing in that Cairns region seems to come largely from areas outside of the city centre. To explain those numbers, we're joined by Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Keir. How are you going?
I am very well. So first, what's been happening in the local government areas?
So the local government areas, so these numbers, as you say, are only quarterly, so they are rather more lagged than the monthly numbers that that we have been talking about. Those monthly numbers have shown us that for about the past year, we've been seeing something of a deterioration in the labour force data for the Cairns area as a whole, and we've seen unemployment rates lift. What these numbers show us on a quarterly basis is our first look at the local government areas. So it splits up that Cairns region into the local government areas. And what that allows us to do is to sort of look a little bit deeper perhaps into some of these, some of the deterioration and find out where things have been worsening. And what that shows us is that whilst we've seen something of an increase in the unemployment rate in the Cairns Regional Council over the 3 months from December to March, it's only increased slightly. The bigger increases have actually come from outside of the Cairns Regional Council area, in particular the Tablelands, where we've seen an increase from 6.5% to 7.1% over that three-month period, so December to March. The Cattery Coast has increased a little bit. Mareeba Shire has also increased. That's up at 9% now. And some big increases in Yarrabah. Now, Yarrabah, obviously, very high unemployment rates there, but it is actually a relatively small component, so it doesn't have that much impact. But what that shows us really is that Cairns Regional Council itself hasn't been doing too badly. Over the past year, in fact, it's about stable on these numbers at least. But what we are seeing is a deterioration in some of these other areas, in particular up on the Tablelands and Mareeba. And what I've done over the weekend is actually dug a little bit further into that and looked at the SA4 region and split it up into its component parts. So the SA4 region is the Cairns region, the whole region. And you can break that into five, what they call SA3 regions, Cairns North, Cairns South, Innisfail and the Cattery Coast, Port Douglas, Daintree and the Tablelands, Caranda. And again, what that shows us is that the increases, such as they've been in the Cairns region, have really been focused in that Innisfail, Cattery Coast area and the Tablelands, Caranda area, where we've seen unemployment rates increase to 9% in Innisfail, Cattery Coast and 8.2% in the Tablelands and Caranda.
So this really gives a clearer picture of what that overall unemployment data has been showing us for the last 12 years.
Last 12 months. Yeah, Well, 12 months. Yeah, look, it does. And it's interesting because whilst we've been talking about the fact that there's been a deterioration in the labour market in Cairns generally for about 12 months now, that's met with a certain degree of scepticism within the city of Cairns itself, and people are saying, oh, but, you know, tourism's not doing too badly. And
there's a huge amount of construction going on.
Right, exactly.
What there has, you know, a year or so ago.
Exactly. So people have been saying, well, you know, that doesn't really tally because Cairns seems to be doing okay. You know, as you say, there's cranes on the skyline and there's lots of tourists coming in. What this data shows us is that that's probably right. The Cairns, the inner city, if you like, the CBD, so in particular Cairns North areas, have been doing pretty well. They've actually not seen the kind of deterioration that the region as a whole has seen, and where that decline has been is actually outside of the Cairns city itself. So as I say, Tablelands, Innisfail, Cattery Coast, so areas to the south, even Cairns South has done a lot worse than Cairns North, and Cairns North, obviously all the northern beaches and the inner city. So Cairns South has done significantly worse than Cairns North. So it's interesting in a sense that what it shows us is that the sort of lived experience of people within the Cairns city area who are saying, oh, we're not seeing it that bad, is actually probably accurate, and that in fact the deterioration is coming from outside of the city.
Can you actually give us a hard number as to how that Cairns North chunk compares to the Cairns South chunk? Because I'm just thinking that if it's being dragged down overall, Pete, surely that means that there must be a significantly lower rate being seen in that Cairns North segment.
Yeah, it's come off a little bit. It came down from 3.1%. This is the unemployment rate. So for Cairns North, it was 3.1% a year ago. It's 3% now. Compare that to Cairns South, which is 7.4%. So there's a significant difference between the northern beaches, essentially, and the area to the south. The Innisfail Cassowary Coast area, 9%. That's come up from 8.2% last year, or a year ago, I should say. So those are where the big declines have been. Tablelands Coranda, 8.2%, up from 7.6% a year ago. Port Douglas Daintree, 4.8%, but that's been stable. So it really showing us that it's the areas to the south and up on the tablelands that have seen the declines. The areas to the north, Port Douglas, the northern beaches, haven't really seen much of a deterioration. It's the areas to the south, in particular Innisfail Cassowary Coast and the tablelands that have seen the declines.
Well, I'm imagining there's quite a few people right now who are nodding their understanding that this seems closer to what that experience actually is in the Cairns CBD and to the north.
Yeah, exactly. And, this is only quarterly data, and it does, as I say, it does lag the monthly data. And the monthly data is showing continued declines. So don't be surprised when we see the June numbers for these quarterly numbers that they actually decline again. Because the monthly data is telling us that that's still ongoing.
Can I just finish off by asking, have you got any information on what's been happening to our colleagues in Townsville?
So Townsville, as we know, things have sort of recovered somewhat from the Townsville area. They had a torrid time of it, as we know, through 2017. Townsville started to see some recovery. It's actually slipped again, and that has been confirmed again by those monthly data. We've started to see the unemployment rate in Townsville start to pick up again. These confirm that. So the Townsville City Council area has gone from 8.7 in December to 9.1 in March. I haven't dug into that in the detail that I have in Cairns in terms of the SA3 areas, so I don't know which specific areas within Townsville have seen that decline. But certainly Townsville that was seeing improvements through kind of from the middle of about 2016 right the way through to the mid 2017, where we saw population unemployment rates declining there, they've started to pick up again. And again, that's has been reflected in the monthly data that we've been seeing for Townsville as well.
As always, thanks for helping us understand the complicated numbers, Pete.
No worries, Keir. You have a good day.
That's Pete Faulkner from Conus Business Consulting, 18 to 9.